Welcome to Torah Timecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Parshas Chayisara. Parshas Chayisara begins with the death, the Petira of Sarah Imenu. She lived for 127 years. Discusses the difficulty and final success Avraham had in purchasing Ma'ariz HaMachpelah. It continues with Avraham sending Eliezer, his servant, to find a wife for Yitzchak, as he does not want him to marry someone from Canaan, nor does he allow Yitzchak to leave the holy land of Eretz Canaan. Eliezer asks Hashem to send the right girl, who will fulfill the conditions of his test, namely, that she will give him and all of his camels to drink. Rivka passes the test with flying colors, and after repeating the story to her family, Eliezer finally successfully brings her home to Yitzchak, who brought her to his mother's tent, and he married her, and he loved her, and was finally comforted from the loss of his mother. Avraham's death also occurs in this parsha. He lived for 175 years and is buried by Yitzchak and Yishmael in Ma'ariz HaMachpelah. The parsha concludes with a list of the generations born to Yishmael, and his death is recorded here as well. The story of Avraham's conversation with B'nai Ches and then with Ephron and his efforts to procure Ma'ariz HaMachpelah is long, and it is perhaps surprising that it is included in the Torah. Ramban asks this question, and the Ramban writes, "V'nichtav azos haparsha lahodia chaste Hashem im Avraham, shahaya nasi elokim be'eretz asher ba lagorsham." The purpose of this entire story is to let us know the tremendous chesed of Hashem that we see through these interactions, that the promise of Hashem of va'agadla shemecha, I will make your name great, and v'heyei bracha, you will be seen as a blessing, has actually come true in Avraham's lifetime. Look at the way B'nai Ches treat him, talk to him, think about him. They call him Adoni. They say that he is a Nasi Elokim, a prince of Hashem. This is a fulfillment of Hashem's promise. But then the Ramban brings down a Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Tezayin, based on a pasuk in Iov, where the Satan tells Hashem that he has been through the world, and that he hasn't found another person as great as Avraham. The Satan says, "You said to Avraham, I will give you the whole land of Eretz Yisrael. It will be yours." And then when he wanted to bury his wife, he couldn't even find a place to bury her. This gives us a very different perspective of this same story. Right after Akedas Yitzchak, coming back from that high, accompanied by the nevuah that he had just received, Avraham suddenly experiences a painful and difficult time. He comes home to find out that Sarah Imenu has died, and then he has to have this long and ridiculous conversation with Ephron, the conniving opportunist, and at the end of it all, he is only able to bury his wife after overpaying a tremendous amount. So how do we understand these two very different versions of our story? Is this a story of the exciting fulfillment of a promise? Or was it a very difficult nisayon, a painful experience and a test for Avraham? The Shiurei Chumash gives a beautiful explanation. It's all about perspective, and it speaks to the greatness of Avraham Avinu. Yes, his wife, the tzedekes, Sarah, his partner in all that he did, had just died. Yes, Hashem had promised him that the land would be his, and now, unbelievably, he finds himself bargaining and dealing with this lowlife Ephron. But that's not how Avraham chooses to process what's going on. He chooses to focus on the details of how he is treated by B'nai Ches, and he chooses to see this story instead as a fulfillment of the promise of Hashem. We cannot choose the events that happen to us, but we can always choose our perspective. We can choose how we process these events, and that truly defines our experience. This idea comes up numerous times in our parsha. The entire story of Eliezer, the servant of Avraham Avinu, Chazal tell us he so badly wanted Yitzchak to marry his daughter. But Eliezer was given the job to travel out of Eretz Yisrael to find a wife for Yitzchak. In other words, his journey was taking him further and further away from his own personal dreams. Not only that, but it was made clear to him that were he to fail and not find a girl outside of Eretz Canaan who was willing to move to Eretz Canaan to marry Yitzchak, Yitzchak would be allowed to marry a girl from Canaan, meaning Eliezer's daughter would once again be a possibility. It would have been unsurprising had Eliezer put in only minimal effort to do this job. But of course, as the Psukim record, he did the opposite. Not only did he put in tremendous effort to find a girl and the most suitable one for Yitzchak, he davened. And his reaction when he saw that Rivka had been sent to him was emotional and joyous. Vayomer Baruch Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham, Asher lo azav chasto v'amito me'im Adoni. He said, blessed is Hashem, the God of my master Avraham, who did not leave his kindness and his truth from my master. And then Eliezer continues to push the shidduch through to the absolute best of his ability. How does a human being do that? I think the answer is, once again, perspective. We don't hear about the inner work Eliezer had to have done to truly remove himself and his personal agenda from the mission, but he truly went into this mission with his heart fully focused on what Avraham had asked him to do and how to do the best possible job achieving it. In fact, the story of Eliezer and Rivka at the well is not only written in great detail, but the Torah records Eliezer recounting the story to Lavan and Bisuel. All told, there are almost 61 psukim devoted to this story. Many speak about this. And the Ho'il Moshe explains that the purpose of the telling is to let us know just how great of a salesperson, a shadchan, Eliezer was, and how he even deviated from what Avraham Avinu had actually said because he was trying to make the best impression possible. For example, Avraham had told Eliezer to go El Arzi ve'El Molarati, to my land and my birthplace. When Eliezer was telling the story, he told them that Avraham had sent him El Beis Avi ve'El Mishpachti, to my father's house and my family. This was because he sensed that that would make Bisuel feel special, preferred, and chosen. You will find, the Ho'il Moshe says, Vitimtza kol teva viteva shikula la'asos roshem belev shom'a. You will find that every word that Eliezer spoke was weighed to make the best possible impression on his audience. Again, that would be impressive even if we didn't know that Eliezer had a daughter who he would have given anything for her to marry Yitzchak. But that is not on his mind right now. Now it's about accomplishing and succeeding the mission of his master Avraham. And so, when he understood that he was on his way to success, he was sincerely and truly overjoyed. Of course, the greatest example of this in our parsha is, of course, the one this parsha is named for, and that is Sarah Imenu herself. The very first pasuk reads, "Vayihiyu chaye Sarah mea shana ve'esrim shana v'sheva shanim shnei chaye Sarah." This first verse of Parshas Chaye Sarah is widely discussed, that the life of Sarah was 100 years and 20 years and 7 years, the years of the life of Sarah. Why her age is broken up with the word Shana, repeated again and again. Rashi famously brings down the Medrash from Bereishis Rabbah that she was as sinless at 100 as she was at 20, which is the age that one becomes culpable for sin, and that she was as beautiful at the age of 20 as she was at 7.
But I'd like to focus on the end of this pasuk, where the Torah repeats, Shnei Chaye Sarah. These are the years of Sarah's life. Rashi asks about the redundancy and explains, Kol Shavin Litova. They were all equally good. And that's what the pasuk is stressing. All the years of Sarah were equally good. But that begs another question. How do we understand that? Is anyone's life all equally good? And certainly Sarah, for 90 years she waited for a child. Could anyone compare those years of waiting and yearning to the beautiful 37 years she enjoyed with Yitzchak? Actually, the Chizakuni says the opposite. He writes on those words, Vayihiyu Chaye Sarah, that for those people who are into gematrias, the numerical equivalencies, they will love this. Vayihiyu is the number 37. And the Chizakuni says the years of Sarah's life were truly only Vayihiyu Chaye Sarah, the numerical value of Vayihiyu, 37, because she only truly loved her life from the day that Yitzchak was born. And there is a very poignant medrash about Sarah, about the day that she was kidnapped by Paro, and how she was lying on the floor of the palace and cried out to Hashem, Ribon ha'olamim, Avraham yatsa b'haftacha, v'ani yatsasi b'emuna. When you told us to leave, you gave Avraham, my husband, a beautiful promise of what would happen to him if he followed your command of Lech Lecha. You didn't promise me anything. I followed with faith. And now, Avraham yatza chutz lasira, va'ani besocha sira. Avraham is left outside of danger. And look at me, and look at where I am. So, can you compare that day in Sarah's life to the day that Yitzchak was born, when she was so overwhelmed with joy that she cried out with joy, Vatomer Sarah Tchoka Sali Elokim, Hashem has filled me with laughter? Are those the same days? I still recall how moving the words I heard from Mrs. Frankel, the Hanukkah after her 16-year-old son, Naftali Frankel, Hashem Yakum Damo, was so brutally murdered together with two other boys in June 2014. If I'm remembering correctly, she spoke of the machlokas in Maseches Beitzah between Hillel and Shammai about our attitude to weekdays and Shabbos and how to approach food during the week. Shammai would find something special and save it for Shabbos. But if he would find something more delicious, then he would eat the first and put away the second, always keeping the better one for Shabbos. But the Gemara writes, Hillel had a different way. He would say, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Every day is special. Every day is a day to serve Hashem. And so Hillel would eat special food every day of the week. And so says Mrs. Frankel, I am a Beis Hillel kind of person. And I want to say, Mrs. Frankel said, that my precious son had a good life. He served Hashem for 16 years, every day. Is his life worth less because Hashem wanted him here for 16 years rather than 116? Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Every day is a day to live l'shem shamayim. I believe that Mrs. Frankel's beautiful words truly are the secret to understand kulan shavin l'tova. Sarah's years were all good, not because they were all easy or even all pleasant. They were all good because she remained good throughout. They were all good because through everything she went through, she was serving Hashem. She was choosing to serve Hashem throughout. So in Parshas Chaye Sarah, we learn about perspective. We learn that perspective does not mean that situations are not challenging, difficult, or even painful. Chazal clue us in to the deep dreams of Eliezer, to the pain of Sarah. And the pasuk itself talks about Avraham's deep mourning for Sarah. However, we also learn that it is possible to approach these challenges, indeed, to challenge our perspectives, to grow inward, to focus on the positive and on service. So what about us? Can we take the message of the parsha to provide purpose, direction, and perspective? Thank you for studying together.